Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara asks, Iboy Elohumi Kalim Hu Dahadar Bey, Abi Oichlan Kerbi Oisa Reb Shimon, Svirulei, Oidem Legamri Hadar Bey, Kirab Meir. What are we referring to? We're referring to Reb Yehuda. Back on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud. Why don't we take a quick look? Because we're going to be referring to that a number of times today. At the very, very, very top of the Yomid of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, a Braisa, which brings three major deos, legabit halacha of whether Tumas Mashkin, whether Mashkin can be Metame Min HaToyra. Everybody agrees that Mashkin is Metame Midrabanan. The question is Mashkin also Metame Min HaToyra? So we have Reb Meir, we have Reb Yehuda, and we have Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Reb Meir is at one side of the spectrum, where Reb Meir says, Mashkin can become Tameh. They themselves are susceptible to Tumah. If Asheretz, if an Avela touches the Mashkin, Avada, they become Tameh min HaTorah. But Letameh Acherim Doshenisht. The Mashkin does not have the potency in Tumah to Metameh Acherim. They themselves will become Tameh. But not to Metam Achirim. Nishka Oichlin, and Nishka Mashkin, and Nishka Kailim, and Nishka Udam, zero. They themselves can become Tameh, but cannot be Metameh anything else.
Does he learn that from somewhere, or he does this work?
Everything is based on Psukim, and on Mesoira, and on Drushes. But that was Rameir's Halach. He says it cannot be Metameh anything else. There is a Posik, and this is probably what's bothering you, Reb Daniel. Vushtetan Posik, that Mikola Oichel Asher Yochel, that any mashke inside a kli can become tamei. The Gemara asks, how does Reb Meir say that it cannot be metame? Shteitach yod tamei. And the Gemara said that according to Reb Meir, according to Rav, this is referring to hechsher, not legabi hilchos being metame, but to be machsher lekabel tuma. Machsher, as you know, is one of the seven mashkois to go and make something susceptible to tuma. But mashkin itself cannot be metame according to Rameir. In Rameir itself, there's a machloikis and Rav and Shmuel, whether he means dochim etzaratzmoy, dochim etzamacherim. Anyway, that's Rameir. Then we had Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is at the other side of the spectrum, all the way to the other side. La koil tame, everything. It can be metame, everything. What means metame, everything? That if you have mashkin tamein, it can be metame oichlin, and mashkin, and kalim, alles. Odom l'choyre nisht, the Gemara doesn't discuss that, but oichlin, mashkin, and kalim, everything can be metame. That's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yoyz, Reb Shimon, are yovi hakosu vashlishi viachriya beineyam, and they say it depends. Li oichlin, if a mashke tome touches an oichel, it's metame the oichlin. But kalim is tahirim. Good. So according to Meir, it's not metame anything. According to Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, it's metame everything. I'm sorry. According to Reb Yehuda, it's metame everything. La koil tome. And Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon say, no. Oichlin, it can take me metame, but not kalim.
When you say it encounters everything, it doesn't include man. It
does not include man. Right. So now getting back to our Gemara, you remember in the middle of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, yesterday's Gemara, smack in the middle of the Amud Beis, Omer Mar, Rabbi Yehuda, Oyim Elachol Tameh, the Gemara brought that price that Rabbi Yehuda holds, it can metame everything. Oichlin, Mashkin, and Kalim. So look, Gemara, the memory of the summer of Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, the Tameh, Tumas Kalim, the Araisa, does Rabbi Yehuda hold everything, including the Tameh Kalim, and I'll tell you about the Nansuch, a ganze Mishnah. And the Gemara brought from this Mishnah, ganze Rais back and forth, Metam Megabe, Metam Metoichai, Toichai Gabe, Gabe Toichai, a ganze Meisim. Until the Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chose Boy Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Ooh. What means he changed his mind? Initially, Taki, he held Mitame everything. But changed his mind, it's no longer Mitame, no longer Mitame. Gemara gave another teretz, Gemara was doich of the teretz, and therefore we stay right before Iboilehu. He said at the end, El Machvart, I'm reading now from seven lines from the bottom of the Amud Beis. El Machvart, Kirshon Meikara, Chose Boy Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Originally he said it's Metame, everything, and now he changes my Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So now the Gemara says, okay, how much did he change his mind? Iboilu mikelim hudahadabe. Did he change his mind vis-a-vis kelim? That what? That mashkin temeim cannot be metame kelim. Avo bi oichlin k'Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon Tzvirle. But he still holds like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon that although it cannot be metame kelim, it can be metame oichlin. Or maybe he's gone to the other extreme, like Remeir, that it's not metame anything. It itself can become tame, but it cannot be metame, not oichlin, not mashkin, not kelim. Zero. That's the shaila. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold now after he changed his mind? Is it not metame anything, like Remeir, or it's just not metame kelim? It is metame oichlin, like Rabbi Yosi v'Reb Shimon. Amr Ibn Nachman Yitzchak Toshim Ala tried to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. You have Parah. This is a regular Parah, not a Parah Duma, a regular Parah. Sheshosasa Meichatas. It drank Meichatas, meaning Chatas water, not Chatas water, it means water that can be used to go and be Matire people, because this was from a Parah Aduma that was burned. Kishachten, and then burned, and then we took the ashes, we put the ashes in water. The ashes in water, that's called Meichatas. Now this Meichatas is very precious and very dear, because it's used by Klal Yisrael to go and be Zoyrik, to be Mazer on people that are Tmei Mes. You have to have Hazua Shlishi Ushvi. There's a limited supply, and this is expensive stuff. And somehow or other, Parah got loose and drank some of the Meichatas. Now, we all know that the Meichatas is a very, very unique mitzvah. It's a choik. One of the reasons why it's considered to be a choik, says the Gemara, because it's metayer tmeim and metame tahoyrin. That it's metayer tmeim, you spritz it on, it's meimes. How is it metame tahoyrin? Because the pasuk says, b'hanegeya b'me'anida, someone who touches the me'anida, me'anida meaning the me'chatos, yitma he becomes tamei. Yes, it's true, Chazal say, it doesn't mean someone that actually touches it, it's only metame b'masa, somebody that carries it. Avalamaisa, it is metame. Okay, it's not only metame adam v'kelim, it could even be metame basar. So now, it cannot be metame a parah that is alive, because living animals cannot become susceptible to tumah. It's ironic, a person, Yitzir Kapash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can become Tomei by touching a dead chariot or an Avela or a mess, etc. An animal being very low life compared to humankind, mankind, cannot become Tomei. So if you have the same, if a person and an animal are walking together and they both step simultaneously on a dead chariot, the person will become Tomei, the animal will not become Tomei. Here talking about, however, this parah, after drank the meichatas, was gishochten. It was. The shaykhah shechted it. And now, when they're doing the bedikah, they open up the bnei meyayim, and they find inside the keres, or inside the hemsis, or the besikoisis, geva, they found in it some water. And then they look at the water, hey, that's the meichatas water. Ooh. Says the Tanakhama, the animal now becomes tamei. The animal, of course, is no longer alive. It's dead, just like any dead meat. Any meat can be susceptible to tumah. That's all the dinim that we're talking about. Mashka being metamei, the oichlin, it can become tamei. So our Gemara tells us that mechatas inside the stomach is going to be metamei, the behema. Why? Vanegeba me'anida. Just for touching or being masa, carrying the me'anida, it is mekabel tumah. So it's tamei. Ah, so I see clearly that mashkin are mitame food oichlin according to the Tanakhama. Reb Yehuda, which is the mandiyama that we're focusing on, Reb Yehuda Oimer batlu b'me'eha, that mechatas, that the animal drunk, is batel umavotel, and what? And it cannot be mitame. So what do I see? We see that they're talking about mashkin, and we're saying that it's not metame, even ochlin. So if you want to isol kadaitach mikelim hu dehadame, abba ochlin he holds like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon svira lei as vos that mashkin can be metame ochlin minat toira. So my bottle mameya. Why do you say that the bottle may err? Legamri, in Gansen bottle. Nehi de tuma chamura loy metami. I understand that oichlin, I'm sorry, not oichlin, mashkin are not metami tuma chamura. Tuma chamura over here means it's not metami kalim, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon learned, yeah, that I understand. Oh, but tuma kalim me in the tamu. If Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, why did it say bottle b'meyer? Although it's taken not metami tuma chamura, meaning metami kalim, but is metame ochlin. So I bazoi it's metame the bosser of this parom. Is l'chayre shtar keraya that Rabbi Yehuda, when he changed his mind, it's a total reversal, and he holds like Reb Meir that mashkin is not metame anything, neither kalim and not even ochlin. My batel meyer nami. When it says over here batel meyer, it doesn't mean totally batel mevutel. It means batel mitumah chamura, that this mechatas can no longer be metamei kalim. Abatumah kalim metame, but it is metame tumah kalim, meaning the basar of the animal will become tame. In other words, he holds like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon after changing his mind. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin cannot be metame kalim, but it can be metame oichlin. And in fact, when he said batel b'meyer, he means legabe kalim, but not legabe oichlin. Frank Timora, that doesn't sound right. Why doesn't it sound right? Because you're telling me, according to Yehuda, the basar of the parah will become tame. Well, that's what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said basara tame. And Yehuda comes to argue. So what are they arguing about? They're saying the same thing. Are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds batel b'meyer, they're not metame kalim, but they are the mashkin is metame ochlin? Mechlal the Tanakhama, when the Tanakhama says that it's metame, sova tuma chamura nami metame, that it's metame not only ochlin but even kalim. Ha psara tami katani. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says parah shishasa mechatas besara tamei. The basar, the flesh of the parah, the oichlim becomes tamei. It's mashman, but not kalim. It's freiktach the Gemara. So what's the machlokes of Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda? Says Gemara, you have a good point, and therefore kula Rabbi Yehuda. What we have to do is restructure the Mishnah slightly, and we have to say v'chzur mechsa v'achiktani. We have to go and reword the Mishnah a little bit, and we start off again. The basar will become tamei. Why does it become tamei? It's tumas mashkin. Because tumas mashkin is metamei tuma kala. It's metamei oichlin. Aber tuma chamura, such as kalim, lohoi. Sherbi Yehuda oimer, batlu b'meyeha. So instead of having a machloikis now between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, it's all one Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say from beginning to end in this Mishnah? That mashkin is metame oichlin min ha-toira, but it's not metame kalim min ha-toira. And therefore, according to the Gemara's Teretz, we initially thought that when we had a machloikis between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says batel b'meyer totally, and that therefore Rabbi Yehuda has gone on to the side of Reb Meir, that mashkin is not metame even oichlin anything, like Reb Daniel says, zero, gunish, it's not metame anything. Says Yehuda, no, if we restructure the Mishnah slightly, it will come out that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that hold that it cannot be metame kalim, but it can be metame ochlin. Perfect.
So
beautiful.
The water becomes a rishon inside mechatas once you drink it, and no longer as again officially have a.
What?
I read something here in the Hartzfeld said that it says it can no longer change severity of tumor that's required in canopy where utensils were just subject to contamination only by alpha, but since it reached from purification water, it's equivalent of water that touched purification water. This is regarded as a derived tumor, a rishon, which can transmit the slight degree of tumor required to contaminate food and beverages.
Wait, are you doing fine? Continue on.
So if we put holds up the fact that the other beverages to contaminate other things, it's biblical, you should also see that the water contaminates the flesh of the slaughtered cow.
What you're saying is, the article, he's really quoting the top Rashi over here in Batla B'Meyah. The Rashi says that even if you go and say that the original Mechatas has become Batla from Torah's Mechatas, you couldn't use it anymore to go and spritz on people because of Batla B'Meyah. However, the fact that it was originally a Mashke, it doesn't lose its Torah's Mashke. Yeah. So it's as if it was Matami itself, right, so to speak. Right. And so therefore it remains like a Rishon Duma, which can go now and be Matami. Ochlin, and the Gemara in the Havamina thought, maybe it's also Matami Kalim, yes or no? And the Gemara says, oh, according to Rabbi Huda, it's Zicha, not Matami Kalim. The only question is Matami the Basar? And with that, we have both the original Tzad of the Gemara, that Ochlin, it is not Matami, because it's a Batlum Mameyah, totally. Yeah. And according to the Gemara's Maskana of this Teretz, no, it could be Rabbi Huda holds that Kalim, it's not Matami, but it is Matami Ochlin.
So, and all of them are Shani.
Would be Shani, correct. Beautiful.
Maya, is that like intestine?
Maya means the intestines. It literally means the innards, so it doesn't have to mean...
Like the gut?
No, innards could include intestines, but it also include the four stomachs. An animal has four stomachs.
Right.
We have a keres, we have a keva, we have the hemsis and the basakosis.
And the mixture from the paraduma, if you sprinkle it, it's metahir.
Correct.
But if you touch it, it's metami.
That's the poshup shot in the pasuk. Vanegea, the mehani, the person who touches it, he becomes tummy. Abba Chazal tell us that it doesn't mean it. Touching, it means carrying.
So what about the individual who's doing the sprinkling? Is he also getting metami?
Only if he's carrying it. Carrying means that he goes and transports it from place to place. If he comes on the scene, they tell him, it's here, you don't have to transport it, and he sprinkles, he does not become tummy. Good.
Vakasha. Subtle, very hard to understand. It's a subtle point for Duma.
It's a choik.
Right,
choik.
I'm listening.
You're doing beautifully. Exactly. Shlomo Melech, HaChocha Mikolodim says, Amarti Echkoma V'Hirachoyka Mimeni. I thought that I was brilliant. I was a brilliant scholar. V'Hirachoyka Mimeni. As many times as I review Paraduma, I see that it's still far, far distant. I don't understand it. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So, what have we stayed with? We have no raya that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir. Could very well be that he learns like Rabbi Yossi vir Reb Shimon. Rav Ashi says, I have a brand new teretz, and I don't have to go into this discussion of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi Reb Shimon. There's another good reason why Batla B'Meyah, not because of the standard reason that we're talking about whether Mashkin is Metame Min HaToyro or not, but rather says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, Li Oilam Batla B'Meyah Ligamri. It's not Metame anything. Even at all, even the Parah, even Oichlin, and you want to go and say, oh, probably because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir. No, that's not the reason. The reason why he holds his Batla Gamri is Mishum Dehavale Mashke Suruach. This water inside the animal's stomach now has a sirchoin. Sirchoin means a stench that attaches to it. So he's saying to me, no, it's a big deal. Okay, so it has a stench. So again, if you look at the Pasuk in our Gemara, we didn't bring the pasuk yet today, which I'm going to bring it shortly. But if you have the Torah Ora Shalem, in my Gemara it's number 2, and your Gemara it may be Beis. It says Mikolo Oichal Asher Yochal Asher Yovei Olav Mayin Yitma V'chol Mashke Asher Yishase. What do you need Asher Yishase? Should say V'chol Mashke V'chol Kli Yitma. A mashke inside a kli can become tamei. Why does Asher Yishase? It's got to be royal Ishtia Shkoyach Brother Shai. Ashayosh Yishasa means that people will drink from it. It is drinkable. But if it's Mashke Suruach, it's not drinkable, according to everybody. It would not be Makabel Tuma. It wouldn't be Matame. It's Gurdish, because it's not Mashke. Ashayosh, you can't drink it.
So that applies to all Mashke?
All Mashke.
Okay.
So therefore, bottom line, it says, Ravashi, this is okay. All right, we're continuing. We're on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, and we're holding now at Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, which is almost halfway down. It's about 3-4 lines before the Toisvis in the middle of the Amid Batlu B'Me'eha. Go up 3-4 lines in the Gemara. We're up to Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon Oimrim. Really, if the printers, when they reprint the Gemaras, they can put two dots, because we have now concluded the discussion about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Just in summary, once again, Rabbi Yehuda initially said that Mashkin Armitami, everything Min HaTorah. Yesterday at the end of the Gemara, we say he changed his mind. We asked in the Gemara today, how far reaching did he change his mind? Did he change his mind that he holds like Reb Meir that it's not metame anything else, only it itself? Or does he hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that it's not metame kelim, but it is metame mashkin, metame oichlin? And the Gemara concluded that l'choira I have a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Parah, that raya would be that he holds like Rabbi Meir, butlam and me'er, totally. The Gemara said, no, nishka raya, it could be, it goes like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that it's only acherim, Kalim, it's not Matame, but it is Matame Ochlin. And then Rav Ashi said that that Mishnah really has nothing to do with our discussion whatsoever, because it's not talking about Mashka Ashi Yishasa, it's talking about Mashka Seruach, so you can't bring a Raya either way. So therefore, it's Giblim Mit Ashayla, whether or not Rabbi Yehuda holds now like Rabbi Meir, or he holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. But now let's talk about Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. And now we're quoting once again from the Brice at the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say in that Brice? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Li Oichlin Temeim, Li Kelim Tohirim. That what that Mashkin is Metame Oichlin Menat Torah, it's not Metame Kelim Menat Torah. The Lashon Li Oichlin Temeim and Li Kelim Tohirim, you remember that's talking about a case where the Mashkin was suffic whether it touched the Ochlin, suffic whether it touched the Kelim. And therefore, since Mashkin can be Metami Ochlin min HaTorah, suffic D'yairaisa L'chumra, the Ochlin have a din of Tumah. The same Mashkin, I'm not sure did it touch the Kelim or not, since the din of Tumas Kelim from Mashkin is D'Rabbanan, suffic D'Rabbanan L'kula. Bottom line, the Yosef Reb Shimon hold that Mashkin can be Metami Ochlin min HaTorah, but not Kelim. Omer Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Reish Lakish, where do Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon get this from? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Omra. Rabbi Yosi, when he came up with this din, that it is Metami Ochlin, you know where he took it from? He took it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. Not that Rabbi Kiva said expressly what Rabbi Yosi is saying, but both Rabbi Kiva and his Talmud Rabbi Yosi both learned the word Yitzma in a particular way, as we will see momentarily. Meaning that the Emerson we could have said in the Torah, Tomei, but the Torah says Yitzma, and that Yitzma comes to tell you not only that it itself is Tomei, but that it can convey Tuma. Okay, so let's see what Rabbi Kiva said, and then we'll see what Rabbi Yosi said, and we'll see that Rabbi Yosi flows naturally from the limudim of his Rebbe, Reb Akiva. So it says, the Dorish Yitma, Yitama. When it says in the Pasuk Yitma, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi learn, don't read it Yitma, but Yitama, which means that it can be Matame Acherim. Did not. We learned in a Mishnah in Mesechtes Chulin, Voshtet Nimar, Boy Bayom Dorish Rabbi Kiva, Chalkli Cheres Hashipa Mehem El Toy Choy. That this Boy Bayom, whenever you see Boy Bayom, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Brachos, it's also Mesechtes Chagiga, it means the day that they appointed Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah to be the new Nasi. As you recall, Rabbi Gamliel had been temporarily demoted because of the fact that he always picked on Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore they decided to go and appoint a new Nasi, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. When Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah became Nasi, one of the first things he did was he said, open admissions policy, open up the Beis Medrash to anybody that wants to learn. Until that point, it was really only for the elite in Klal Yisrael, and that day he opened it up, and the Gemara says that they added 400 benches, 600 benches, like the Gemara tells us in Mesechtes Brachos. And Mendy's grandfather, Seren Sheruv, has a beautiful vort why he talks about benches and not about new Talmidim. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Saboy B'yoyim means that on that day, there was so much extra Torah learned in Klal Yisrael because hundreds of new Talmidim came to the Beis Medrash, and therefore many, many things that previously had been in doubt were discussed and were decided that day. So the Gemara tells us, "Boy bayom darish Rabbi Kiva." On that day, Rabbi Kiva darshent v'chol kli cheres asheyipol mehem el toichai. So what does it say in this pasuk? So if you have the Torah Arash Shalem, the pasuk says v'chol kli cheres asheyipol mehem el toichai. Asheyipol mehem is referring to the earlier psukim, where we're talking about the Shmona Shrotzim, that if one of those dead Shrotzim don't touch the outside of the Klicheres, because the Klicheres is not Metame Mi Gaboi, it's only Metame Mi Toichoi. So if Asheyipol mehem, if one of those dead shrots and fall el toichai into the klicheres, koileshe besoichai, anything else in the klicheres in the form of either ochlin umashkim, yitma become tamei vaoisai, and the klicheres is boiru, you have to go and break. Now, when it says koileshe besoichai, anything inside the klicheres becomes tamei. Even though it didn't touch the dead sheretz was put into the avir klicheres for a split second. Somebody was holding the achbar, which we normally translate to be a mouse, the dead achbar, holding it, dangling it by its tail, and it went into the avir klicheres. The klicheres now becomes tomei, and the pasuk says, "Remove the achbar, throw it out." And now, kol hasher besoichai, anything inside the klicheres will become tamei. Now, what's anything? Kol hasher besoichai. So immediately, the next pasuk, again, it's in our Torah, Ora Shalem, when we say kol hasher besoichai, we call kolu oichal hasher yiochel. V'chol mashke shishase, v'chol kli, in that kli, become tamei. Okay, so now let's think about this. The sheretz itself, we know, has a status of an avatama. It went into the kli became a Rishon L'tumah. Now the food items inside the kli, they became a sheni l'tumah. Now this pasuk is referring to chulin. It's not talking about kochim, not talking about truma, it's talking about chulin. So it's clear cut in the pasuk that a sheretz by chulin can make up to a sheni, and that we all agree with. Rabbi Kiva, however, is machadesh that we go one step further. The Rabbanan don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. The Halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. But this is what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva says, it could have said in the Pasuk, Mikolo oichel ashe yi'achel. No, let's go back to the previous Pasuk. Kol ashe besoichoi yitma. It could have said, Kol ashe besoichoi tamei. Why did it say, Kol ashe besoichoi yitma? I learned from that yitma that not only the food items inside the klicheres become tamei, but that they can go and spread the tamei to other food items.
It has power to be metame.
And therefore it makes even a shlishi. And that's the big chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Again, don't be noivis. We've never heard that before. Rabbi Kiva holds that by chulin it goes up to a shlishi. Because the sheret is the av, it's metame the klicheres, me aviroi mitoicha, it becomes a rishoin, the food item inside becomes a shiny, and that food item, yitama acherim, to make even a shlishi by chulin.
But not a revi.
Chulin, the chasr, wouldn't even say that. That not, boi b'yam darashu b'kiva kol klicheres ashe yipol mehem el toichai, and the pasuk continues on, yitma. The Chayyim should say that the food item inside the klicheres, kol hasher besoichai, tamei. This is yitma. Ela yitma comes to tell you yitamei acherim. Limit al kikar sheni. Sheoisa shlishi bechulin. Wow. Grace achidish. Azay izok Rebbe Kiva.
This is deraisa
according to Rebbe Kiva. Again, we don't pass it like this. V'hacha. Now let's get back to Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi Reb Shimon say? Rabbi Yossi Reb Shimon said that mashkin can be metame ochlin min hatoyah. Not kelim, but ochlin. V'hacha echidarish. Where does Rabbi Yossi take this from? Because Rabbi Yossi learns just like his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. What does it say in the next pasuk that we already quoted before? That in that kli cheres, v'chol mashke ashe yishas, v'chol kli yitma. Okay, so make the same cheshbon again. We start off with the sheretz is an, right? What's a sheretz? An avatama. Beautiful. What happens to the kli cheretz that it falls into becomes a rishon l'tumah? What happens to the mashk inside it becomes a shiny l'tumah? Now, what happens to that shiny l'tumah? Does it stop there?
No.
Why not? Because it says in the pasuk yitma. And what did Rabbi Kiva teach Rabbi Yossi? That when it says the word yitma, when it could have said tomei, and it says yitma, what does it come to tell you? Yitama goes to another level. What's the other level? That now this mashk is going to be metamei something else. What is it going to be metame? It's going to be metame ochlin. That's what we learned from the word yitma. It's going to be metame ochlin. Remember, Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Kiva that it makes it into a shlishi, but he does agree to the concept that mashke can be metame ochlin, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says yitma yitame Letame tumas oichlin.
No, it's in general.
In general, yes.
Not in this specific case.
Not in this specific case, because by chulin, unless you retouch the pasuk, they're talking about truma, or talking about kodesh, but otherwise you're right. Because mashkin, according to Reb Akiva, is matame sheni can make a shlishi b'chulin, but he's the only one that holds that. Reb Yossi does not agree with that. And that will be Mitchum, the tail end of today's Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. But in the meantime, what we do see, however, is the process of biblical deduction interpretation, and that is when it says in the pasuk yitma, when it could have said tame, it's coming to tell you it's matame something else. Now we have one issue over here, and the issue is all it says in the pasuk is yitma, which we've now interpreted based on Rabbi Kiva to tell us yitama. If that's the case, how do you fill the blank? Yitama what?
Right.
Can it be matame oichlin, like the Gemara says, or maybe it's matame Kalim, or maybe it's Matame Mashkin Acherim? The Gemara assumes that Odom Zichanisht. The question is, can it be Matame Kalim, Oichlin, or Mashkin? The Gemara concluded this Matame Oichlin. For eight Gemara, Ata'im Matame Tumas Oichlin, Oyeim Matame Tumas Mashkin? Maybe when the Pasuk says, V'chol Mashke, Sheishosim, V'chol Kli, Yitma, it means Matame Mashkin, and not Oichlin. How do you know Oichlin? How do you fill in the blank with Oichlin? It just says Yitama. It says yitma, which means yitama. Maybe it's matama mashkin. So it's ma'amrith lekachaya. No, dos kondizai. Lekachaya. That cannot be. Frank to my lekachaya. What did I say? Something upset? Nivul peh. Why can't it be mashkin? Amra papa, I'll tell you why. Loi matzinu tuma sha'oise ki yoitzeva. I don't find that tuma min hatoira is matame in the same class, in the same species. Meaning that since we're talking about mashkin being matama, I don't find that mashkin can be matama mashkin. Well, why didn't you, where do you take that from? So we're going to see that at Shem on the Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to tell us two reasons why mashkin cannot be matama mashkin. And we'll see that this also applies in oichlin cannot be matame oichlin, and presumably kalim cannot be matame kalim, all min hatayr. Now why taka, what's the drusha? So interestingly enough, or perhaps ironically, the Gemara says in the Amud Beis, let's think about what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi are both saying. They're both saying, since it could have said tamei, but it says yitma, it comes to tell us letamei acherim. Why don't we just simply say a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You could have made it much easier for us. Instead of writing Yitma, put in different Pintlach, different Nekudais, and write Yitama. And then I don't have to say it. Kodesh said Tama, and it says Yitma, and then it says Yitama. Let it say Yitama. By the fact that it says Yitma, is to go and put the brakes on the Yitama. That it's not Matame everything. It's only Matame things of a different class. If it's in the same min, the same class, meaning if it's Mashkin, it can be Tami Oichlin, perhaps Matame Kalim, but Mashkin Zichanisht. Same thing as we'll see in Mirat Hashem, that if it says Oichlin, it can be Tami other, the, if you're talking about Oichlin, Oichlin can be Matame Mashkin, perhaps Oichlin can be Matame Kalim, but it can't be Matame Oichlin Acherim, because otherwise the Torah should say Yitama. By saying Yitma, we are limiting the class of what it can be Matama. What not be Matama, it cannot be Matama its own family, its own men.
And that's in all circumstances?
That's Minatoyra.
Right.
And the Gemara is going to have another drasha, because it's going to be, we're going to have another pasuk that says Tamei, who Tamei, and none of the rest of the family, none of its cousins, siblings, cousins, and brothers, uncles, aunts, none of them can become Tamei from it, only can be Tamei outside the class. So Mirchim will see that on the Amud base. So,
Basar Nevela, which is an Avatumah. That if it touched food, other food,
according to our Gemara, it would not be matama other foods. It only matame. Thank you. It only matame mashkin and perhaps kalim as well. It's matame kalim minatoyer. Maybe we'll have that tomorrow. Maybe the next day. In the meantime, we're only focusing on the mashkin. We're saying mashkin cannot be matama mashkin, and on the Amud Beis, we're going to say that oichlin cannot be matama oichlin min hatoyer. So that's one reason why I cannot fill in the blank by the yitma of mashke, that it's matame mashkin. Therefore, by default, I say it's matame ochlin. The Gemara is going to ask in another minute, maybe it's matame kalim and not matame ochlin. We're going to see that shortly. But in the meantime, Ravina says I have a slightly different pshat than Rapapa. Ravina Omar. from this pasuk alone, not only based on your principle, loy matzino tuma she'oisik yoytzeba, but from this very pasuk, I can prove it to you that the mashkin cannot be metame mashkin, but the mashkin can be metame something else. So far, ochlin. What's the raya? Because it's lematzus amris it's yitma letame tumas mashkin. I can't say that. Disolkadaitach yitma de seifa letame tumas mashkin. I have an issue. What's my issue? Let's look at the pasuk in its entirety. The pasuk again is beis or number two. Tere arasholim mikolo oichel ashe yiyochel ashe yovei olav mayim yitma. I already have a yitma here. Continue the pasuk. V'chol mashke sheyishos v'chol kli yitma. Why does it say yitma twice? So it says the Gemara. Yitma dereisha name. What does that yitma come to tell you? That's the tami tumas mashkin. That is certainly to metame tumas mashkin. How do I know? Based on the same principle that since we're talking about mikolo oichel sheyochel, we're talking about food. Oichlin cannot be metame its own min, like the Gemara just said a moment ago. So the oichlin cannot be metame oichlin. So what does it mean in the pasuk when it says yitma yitame? It must mean that it's metame mashkin. So if you're going to go and tell me that the second part of the pasuk b'chol mashke shishos b'chol kli yitma, that also means mashkin, why do I have to repeat the word yitma twice? Let it just say yitma at the end of the pasuk. It could say mikol oichal shiyach shiyavi olav mayim v'chol mashke shiyishas v'chol kli yitma or yitmau. Why does it say yitma and yitma two times? Is nochma lo yisol kadai tech nochma. We'll start again. Ravinami. Ravinami guvid ikranami loy matzas amris. I'll prove to you from the pasuk itself that the yitma by mashkin cannot be referring to be metami other mashkin. You cannot say yitma letami to mes mashkin. Why? This all kadai tach yitma de sefer letami tumas mashkin yitma de reisha nami letami tumas mashkin. The reisha has to be tumas mashkin because again oichlin cannot be metame ochlin, so it's got to be mashkin. And there vino v'nech tavino. So put the two together as one. Mikol oicha sheyocha sheyo avel of mayim. The part the Gemara leaves out the word yitma. V'chol mashkin shishas v'chol kli yitma. Let the yitma refer to both the oichlin and the mashkin. Trei yitma lomali ela muzdach zayin. The yitma deresh is the tami tumas mashkin. That the oichlin tamein can be metame mashkin. But yitma the seif for the tami tumas oichlin. The yitma of the seif is to metame oichlin. So bottom line is we said that yitma means yitama. Based on the exegesis of Rebbe Akiva. Aha. But what is a metama? We have a blank now. Is a metama oichlin or mashkin? It's got to be metama oichlin. It can't be metama mashkin because that's kiyotziba, or like this new drasha of Ravina, because otherwise I'd only need one yitma, not two yitmas. But Freitimar, okay, fine. We've now eliminated mashkin. We filled the blank with the word oichlin. Maybe we should fill the blank, Freitimar, but Emil Tami Sekalim. Why don't we go and say that mashkin temeim is not metame ochlin, or not metame ochlin alone, it's metame kalim. So if Yomara, that I cannot say. Because for lav kavachoyim, rav kavachoyim, there cannot be metame kalim. Umakli shemetame mashke, ein metame kli, a kli that can be metame mashke, cannot be metame a kli. Now, how do I know that a kli cannot be metame a kli? L'choira, I could say, based on the same svara as before, because it's got to be meminoi. It's not metame, anything kiyoitzeba. However, Rashi uses a different reason, and that reason is because taking the two psukim together, again, aleph and beis, b'chol kli cheres ashe yipol mehem al toichai, a dead sheretz, fell into the kli cheres. Koyla she besoichai yitma v'oisis ishbor, anything inside this kli cheres becomes tame. Now, anything l'chayr includes kalim. However, the next pasuk says, no. Mikolo oichel ashiyachel ashiyav yalav mayim yitma. V'chol mashke ashiyishas v'chol kli yitma. The only koyl asher besoichel comes to include is only oichlin and mashkin and not kalim. So if not kli cheres, there was another kli, it would not become tamei. Only oichlin and mashkin. So I see from that pasuk that ain't kli metame kli. Umakeli shemetame mashke. A kli can be metame mashke. That's this pasuk over here. B'chol mashke shishos b'chol kli yitma. Kedem can be metame mashke. That's clear. But ain't metame kli. The same kli cannot be metame another kli. Mashkin haboy machmas kli. Mashkin that became tame because they were inside a kli. So they're a tolda, if you will. That the offspring of the kli is a chavad in addition to yitamis hakelim. Madach the kli, which is the av over here. It's not really the av, it's the rishon. But mean that this is the source of the tuma. Umaklish and matama mashke. The kli can be matama mashkin inside, but it can't be matama another kli. A mashkin a boy machmas kli, which is just the tolda, the offspring of that kli, is a chavad in addition to yitamis hakelim. But it cannot be matame kelim. So that being the case, I cannot say that the pasuk when it says yitma, yitama to metama acherim means kelim. We have a kavuchayim, kondusha. So therefore, by default, we're left with that mashke will be metame ochlin.
Are there different categories of mashke?
Yes, and that's the Gemara's kasha. Thank you. You've helped us out to understand the next Gemara's kasha. Ve'edimor ve'ema kiloi metamu mashken haboy machmas kli. Av mashken haboy machmas sheretz hachanamim demetamu. Oh, maybe I should go and say that mashkin aboy machmas kli, that's a very, very weak tumah. Why is it a weak tumah? Because the kli didn't have its own tumah. What happened was we started off with the sheretz was an av, it touched the kli was a
rishon.
The kli now is matama the mashkin, and now is shady. So shady is already quite low down on the totem pole. However, what happens if you have the same mashke not becoming tame by residing in a kli which became tame? But the sheret said, kli, I don't need you. I'm going to be tame the mashke directly.
I'm swimming.
And then the sheret jumps in. Remember, it's a dead sheret. But it jumps in toitahait in its state of death. It goes and jumps into the mashke. What is the status? Then it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Oh, so that's a very strong mashke. Maybe that mashke could be metame kelim. And therefore, Frank to the Gemara, you're making a general rule that mashke, according to Rabbi Yossi, is metame ochlin, but not metame kelim. And you said, how do I know? I have a kal v'chayim. Madach, the kli cannot be metame kli. Certainly the mashke and a boy machmas kli certainly can be metame kli. Okay. I accept that. But what happens, mashke didn't come mitzad kli. The mashke that came from the sheretz itself. Just like a sheretz can be metamakli, maybe that mashke can also be metamakli. And that's Gemara's kasha. Ve'ema kiloi metame. 3 lines on the back. Kiloi metame. Mashke na boy machmas kli. Aval mashke na boy machmas sheretz. So chanam de metame. Maybe it could be metame after all. Everything more to know. Because a mashkin a boy machmas sheretz miksivi, there really is no befeirish a pasuk that says that sheretz can be metame mashkin. How do I know that a sheretz is metame mashkin? V'lad mikal v'chaymer kasi. It comes from a kal v'chaymer. What's that kal v'chaymer? Uma mashkin a boy machmas kli metamin madach mashkin that have nothing to do with the sheretz. The mashkin never saw the sheretz. Never. But they're inside a kli that became Tomei Machma Sheretz. Mashkin a boy Machma Sheretz, if the boy himself did see the Sheretz, in other words, the Sheretz, the dead Sheretz was floating in the Mashkin, like Kolshkin, Avada and Avada, that they become Tomei and they can be Metamei. But says the Gemara, since the whole Mekor, that Mashkin a boy Machma Sheretz, is only based on a kal v'chomer, we have that famous rule of the da'yoy lovim and adin liois kinidoin, which means that when you learn something on the basis of a kal v'chomer, you cannot learn more than what the original origins or source was for the kal v'chomer. What was the source of this kal v'chomer? We started off, madach mashken aboyim machmas kli mitamin. Mashken that come from a kli, they are mitame. What can they be mitame? They can only be metame ochlin. They cannot be metame kelim, for the reason that we gave on the Amud Aleph. Madach kli cannot be metame kli. Certainly, mashkin can be metame kli. So therefore, mashkin aboy machmas kli, metamin ochlin, but not kelim. So mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. Although that's a much more chomerdik mashkin because it's a rishon, not a sheni. But since it's based on the kal v'chomer from mashkin aboy machmas kli, it cannot be better as a result, cannot be stronger as a result of the kal v'chomer than the original source material. And since the source material, the mashkin aboy machmas kli, is only metame oichlin and not kalim. Mashker boy machmasheres can only be metame oichlin and not kalim. Very good. So with this, we have now concluded the discussion of how Rabbi Yossi learns that mashkin can be metame ochlin exclusively, not mashkin because it's kiyotzeba and you can't be metame kiyotzeba, and not kalim based on these series of kalvachimis.
According to we started our shir today with the Tazayan, one of the three sheets. Where does Rabbi Akiva fit in with those three sheets here?
If you'll bear with me for one moment, go down to the bottom of the Amid, you'll see Omer Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Bishleim Rav Yosli Sovlek Rav Akiva. No, in fact, we should go 3 lines earlier. Omer Rav Vinel Rav Ashi Omer Rav Rav Yosli Sovlek Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva Sovlek Rav Yosli. Rav Akiva does not hold the like Rav Yosli. So even though Rav Yosli follows in the footsteps in interpreting and elucidating the psukim like Rav Akiva does, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi doesn't learn like Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Shlishi by Chulin, like we said before, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree to Rabbi Yossi, the Gabi, all of these dinim, the Gabi, the Mashkin. We'll only start that today. It's really going to be tomorrow's daf. Can't learn everything for tomorrow because then we won't have anything to learn tomorrow. Anyway, continuing on Rabbi Yossi, Nochemu. So we have now Oskedarshan, the Yitma at the end of the Pasuk, the Yitma the Sefer. That's the Yitma by the Mashke. But let's go to the Yitma of the Reisha. Yitma of the Reisha means that the Pasuk begins, Mekola Oichel Ashi Yochel, Ashi Yovei Olav Mayim, Yitma. What does that Yitma come to tell us? So if you want Yitma the Reisha, Hechi Darish, Mekola Oichel Ashi Yochel, Ashi Yovei Olav Mayim, Yitma. Zok to Yimar, I'll tell you. Nochmu like Rabbi Kiva, Nochmu like Rabbi Yossi, Yitma means Yitama, not that it itself becomes Tameh. For that, it could have said Tame. Yitma, Yitama, Latame is a mashkin. That Oich can be Tame mashkin. So Timur Ato, Yim, Latame is a mashkin, Eile, Latame is a kli. Who says mashkin? Maybe fill in the blank that it's Matame Kalem, like we asked before by the mashkin. Maybe Oichlin, which became Tame, can be Matame Kalem. So Timur Amos Kavachim. No, that cannot be. Why not? That we learned on the Umar Aleph from the second Yitma, that Mashke Metame Oichel. But Eina Metame Kli. But Mashke cannot be Metame Kli based on the Kalba Choyme from the Umar Aleph. The Madacha Kli can't be Metame Kli. Mashke Naboy Machmas Kli certainly cannot be Metame Kli. Aha. Okay. Oichel, she'ain metame oichel. Oichel cannot be metame oichel. Why can oichel not be metame oichel? So, again, for two reasons. The Gemara is going to give the two reasons shortly. One of the reasons is, like we said in the Amud Aleph, because you cannot minatoyre make a tumma kiyotzeba. That was your question that you asked, Brother Shai, can a nevela call me metame other baser minatoyre? Based on this principle that we're learning now, it cannot. That doesn't mean that everybody agrees with this. For today's Gemara, we are learning now that oichel she'ena metame oichel, and additionally tamekli zechavad and amad, it cannot be metamekli. Again, matach mashke she'metame oichel, mashke is so strong, it can metame an oichel, but it can't be metamekli. Oichel, which is much weaker, she'ena metame oichel, avad and amad, it cannot be metame a kli. So therefore, when we're filling in the blank yitma, it has to be homani mekaim yitma, Letame as a mashkin. Why mashkin more than, for instance, kalim? Shein alulim lekabel tuma. Because they're olul lekabel. What means ol? Ol means that they're very, very vulnerable and susceptible to mekabel tuma. The reason is, as Igmar is going to say in another few lines, because lemushal, if an ochel wants in mekabel tuma, it first has to have hechsher of one of the seven mashkois. Hey, an oichel, an apple, says, I can't wait to become tamei. You gotta wait until some mashke falls on you, and the balabas says, oh, I'm very happy that this mashke is full. However, what happens if I have wine, or I have shemen, or another mashke, and that mashke also calls out, I can't wait to become tamei? You do not have to wait for the hechsher, you only have to wait for the tumma to go and touch it. That's why it's called alul lekabel tumma. Aha. Ezokimar, Hanamani Mekayim Yitma, the Tam is a Mashkin, Alul Lekabel Tumma. So therefore, the Yitma Dereisha is that Oichlin can be Metame Mashkin. Freitimara, My iriyam mashkin mishum dalul lekabel tuma. Why do I have to have this fancy new svara that it's so vulnerable and susceptible? Typically mishum daleka midiachrina. I should go and say by default there's nothing else left. What do you mean there's nothing else left? Because we said already that ochlin cannot be metame ochlin achirim. Because it's kiyotzeba. We said that ochlin cannot be metame kalim. Why not? Because of the kal v'chomer. So what else could it be metame? The Gemara assumes that Odom is out of the picture. So the only thing which left is l'choira mashkin. So you don't have to tell me shum dalul l'kabel tuma. The reason why it's metame mashkin, because it says yitma, and yitma means yitama. It's got to be metame something. So it's metame, it's tama mashkin. The question is well put. However, we have to re-understand the pshat in this kal v'chomer. What the Gemara essentially is asking a pircha on the kal v'chomer. Let's go back to the kal v'chomer again. Again, the question was maybe the yitma, which we interpret to mean yitama, by oichlin, that oichlin can metame kalim. What is the kal v'chomer, says the Gemara, as nisht? Because mamashke, I'm going back 5-6 lines in the Gemara. Mamashke shemetame oichel. Mashke can be metame oichel. But ain't metame kli, but it cannot be metame kli. Oichel she'ain metame oichel. Oichel which is weaker than mashke. Because it can't be metame oichel, avad it can't be metame kli. Says the Gemara, no, I have a pircha. What's my pircha? Oichel is not weaker than mashke. Well, why did you say that oichel is weaker than mashke? Because you're saying mashke can be metame oichel, but oichel cannot be metame oichel. I'll show you that oichel is stronger than mashke. How is it stronger? Because mashke cannot be metame mashke, but oichel can be metame mashke. So since oichel is so much more potent, stronger in its tumma than the mashke, maybe it should be metame Kaili, and that's what they were saying. B'chisayma, oichel chomor. Oichel is more chomor than mashke. Why? Because oichel can be metame mashkin. Masha enkein, mashke cannot be metame mashke. And therefore, netame lekli. Let us say that oichel can be metame kalim. Says the Gemara, who chomor the mashkin who? That oichel can be metame mashkin is not because oichel is stronger or more potent. It's because mashkin has a chumra. What is that chumra? Mishum de mashkin alul kabel tuma umahi ali losim. What's that vulnerability? That susceptibility? Shemekabem tuma shaloi behechsher. Because they can be metame tuma even without a hechsher, as opposed to ochlin can only metame. They can only become vulnerable to tuma after they have the hechsher. So an oichel requires two steps. It requires hechsher, and then it requires the source of the tumma, the nevela, the sheretz, etc. By mashkin, you only need the second step, the source of the tumma, meaning the nevela, the sheretz. You do not need the hechsher. Okay, now Freit Gemara yitma dein oisa ki yoitzeba mehacha nafka mehasa nafka. Both on the Amud Aleph and here in the Amud Beis, we said that yitma, yitama, it can only be the Ein Kiyotzva. Oh, actually, Rashi divides this into two segments. Yitma, what does the pasuk mean when it says yitma? The Ein Oisa Kiyotzva. So Rashi says, it could have said in the Torah, yitama, but it only says yitma. From the fact that it says yitma, not yitama, that's the raya that we said back on the Amud Aleph, that mashkin cannot be metama. Mashkin and oichlin cannot be metama. Oichlin min hatoyah. That's the makoyer. That ain't oisik yoitzva mehasam nafka. I have another pasuk entirely. Tamehu. V'chit and Mayim Alzer is talking about Hilchus Hechsher, that Mayim comes on the crop, on the seeds, and guess what? It's Machshir l'kabotumah. And then Menofim Menof l'olav, and then Nevela, either from an animal or a dead sheretz, falls on the Zera. Tamehu, it's Tameh. Darsh and Yimara, why does it say Tamehu? It could just say Tameh. Hu Tameh v'in oisik yitumah ki yoitzibah. Because it becomes Tameh, but it cannot make another one of its class Tomei, so therefore it's Taka Tomei and Metama others, but not from the same class. So now I have two separately mudim to say that Min HaTorah an oichel or a mashke cannot be metame kiyotzeba. One drasha is the yitma, that it could have said yitama. And it says yitma, that comes to tell you that it cannot be metame kiyotzeba. And another one, it says tame hu, hu tame vein oise tuma kiyotzeba. What do I need two drashas? Talk to me, I'll tell you why. One comes to say they did a mashke that its tumma comes as a result of the sheretz, and the other is the mashke that boy machmas kli. That in both cases, even though the mashke has become tame, either because the sheretz touched it, or because it was in a kli or it touched a kli, depending on kli cheretz, that's the other case. In both cases, the mashke cannot be metame mashke. That's why I need two psukim, Tomehu and Yitma. Utsarichi, what do I have to have both? The Ashbinim and Mashke, the boy Machmas Kli, Mishum Doloi Chamiri. The reason why that Mashke cannot be Metame other Mashke is because it's a weak form of Tumma. After all, its Tumma is derived not from the original source, from the Avatumma, but from a Rishon Tumma, from a Kli. It's not so Chomer. That's why it can't be Metame Mashke. Ava Mashke, the boy Machmas Kli. I'm sorry, Mashke, the boy Machmas Sheret. The Chamiri, that's really from the Avatumma, from the main source. Maybe it does have enough Tumma to Metame Shar Mashkin. That's why you have to have two psukim. One to tell you about Tumma Mashkin, a boy Mach Mesheretz, and one Mach Maskli. And then the Gemara asks an obvious question. Lishmeinen Mashkin, a boy Mach Mesheretz, the Koshkin Mashkin, a boy Mach Maskli. What do I have to have two psukim for? One pasuk is talking about a sheretz itself. That's this pasuk that we are just read a few lines ago. V'chiyutan mayim al zerav enafa minivlasam olav. The nevela that we're talking about is nevela sheretz. In other words, the dead sheretz went and touched it. Brother Shai, I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Friday or Sunday. I'm going to be in Muncie. So number one, if you'd be so kind and so gracious, if you can come a little earlier in davening, so we make sure that we have a strong Mechuzik to communion. Yeah. And number two, we're going to learn for the next few days at 8:05. I'll give everybody a chance to get home to be able to learn it by Zoom or to their offices or whatever.
And Mendy will be here?
Yes. Okay. Mendy's going to be there. It's your tzai tomorrow, so he's going to be one of the two major Bali Tfilim here to show.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. The what the Gemara is asking is, what do I have to have two separate limudim, two separate psukim? It would be enough to have just one pasuk. Which pasuk are we referring to? So the pasuk that we just read a few moments ago, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, halfway down our amid, v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'enof of the loss of olav, that nevela that we're talking about is nevela sheretz. In other words, the dead sheretz fell on the mayim, or on the zera, tameho hu tamevin oisik tumeki oitzeba. It becomes tame, but it cannot make a tumeki oitzeba. So this is talking about that the tumah is machmas sheret. Rather, the pasuk is talking about that the nevela fell on the zera. V'chiyutan mayim zera, that was the machshir. And often the loss of all love is referring to the zera. So how are we learning the gabe mashkin haboy machmas sheretz? So Rashi already asks that kasha. Rashi basically says main inyan le oichlin teneu inyan le mashkin, because it's the same swara that it cannot do kiyotzeba. So that pasuk is talking about that the mayim became, not the mayim, the mashkin for our purposes, the mashkin became tomei by touching the sheretz. The case in the Amud Aleph, that pasuk is talking about that you had mashkin inside a kli. What was the pasuk? Mikol oichel sheyochel, v'chol mashke sheyishas, v'chol kli yitma. So that's talking about mashkin aboy machmas kli. So I have two psukim. One, mashkin aboy machmas kli. The Omid Beis is talking about the mashkin aboy machmas sheret. And in both cases, I'm saying, here it says yitma and not yitama, that it cannot be metame kiyotzeba. Here it says tamehu, hu tamei ben oise kiyotzeba. Freit the Gemara, what do I need both psukim lishmeinen mashkin boy machmas sheret madach mashkin boy machmas sheret, which is so strong and so potent because it touched an av? You're telling me it cannot be metame kiyotzeba. It's koshkin mashkin boy machmas kli, which is a lower darga, because after all it only touched a rishay and not an av. It only touched the kli. It's the chavada ravada. It cannot be metame kiyotzeba. Says the Gemara, you're right. Even though we could have learned it from a Kal V'Chaymer, but there are times when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to put it into the Pasuk anyway. This is not a common pshat, But this is given almost like a court of last resort. If I have no other brayer, I don't understand why I need a pasuk. I can learn it from a kal v'chaymer, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his divine wisdom at times said, I'm not going to rely on one of the shloishes and midas she'atoyed in the dreshes ben. I'm going to write a befeidish in the Torah. So therefore, the Torah writes it twice, both by mashkin and by machmes eretz, and by mashkin and by machmes kli. In both cases, what's the din? It cannot be metame ki yoytzeba. Good. And with this, we've concluded all of the drushes, mita yitma, mita yitama, mita tamehu, and we have basically finished with Rabbi Yossi's drusha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara goes on a little bit on a tangent, if you will, because we started off saying that Rabbi Yossi said his drusha of yitma yitama, walking in the footsteps of his great Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. However, Omle Ravina Ravashi. Rava told us Rabbi Yossi does not learn like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn like Rabbi Yossi, and yet you said that Rabbi Yossi learns like Rabbi Akiva. How do I know Rabbi Yossi learns like Rabbi Akiva? Because remember, we said that Rabbi Akiva learns the din of Yitma to tell you Yitama, that a sheni is oisi shlishi b'chulin. What was the drasha? We had the sheretz avatum falls into the kli cheres becomes a rishon l'tumah. That rishon l'tumah now, if ochel finds itself, ochel or mashkin inside that kli cheres, they become a sheni l'tumah and yitma yitama to make a shlishi. Who holds that? Rebbe Akiva. Does Rabbi Yossi also hold that? Well, he learns the same exegesis, which means he learns the same rules of interpretation like Rabbi Akiva, because he said that how do I know that Mashkin is metame oichle min ha-Torah, because it says yitma yitama. It's true, he learns the same type of drasha, but he doesn't learn the same halacha, and that's what the Gemara is saying is Rabbi Yossi. You just told me that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Yossi said his drush on the Amid Aleph in accordance with the approach of Rabbi Akiva. But he himself, in his heart, in Lahalacha, does not agree with Rabbi Akiva, because it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds Sheini Oisi Shlishi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that. What he does say is that Aliba de Rabbi Akiva man groise groise Rabbi, that holds Yitma means Yitama, that Sheni Oisi Shlishi, then Rabbi Akiva would hold that Mashkin can be Matame Ochlin from the same Yitma Yitama type of approach. Omli Rabbi Ashi Rav Kana, Mishlev Rabbi Yossi Yitzhak Rabbi Akiva. How do I know Rabbi Yossi does not agree to Rabbi Akiva? This is we have a Braisa. Now we're going to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not agree that Sheni Oisi Shlishi Bechulin. What's the right? This is Anya, Rabbi Yossi, Minai Lirvi Bakoidishu Apostle. We've already established that Sheni is possible by Chulin, Shlishi is possible by Truma, Revi is possible by Kodshim, by Kodesh. Remember, possible means the buck stops here, the Truma does not continue on. How do I know Revi by Kodesh is possible? But then we have a Kavachai. Umadach Mechusi Kippurim. Mechusi Kippurim are those few individuals that do not become fully Tahar by going to the mikveh. They also have to bring a carbon. The classic example is a Yoledes. That a Yoledes, after 7 days that she was Tameh, she has a period of 33 days when she's Tahar. By Nekeva, it's 14 days and 66 days. During the 33 and the 66 day period, they are semi-Tahar. In which respect they semi-Tahar? They can already eat Truma, assuming that they are married to a Kohen. They can go and eat Truma. However, they cannot go and eat kachim. Aha. Dinu, umma mechusik kippurim shemutte bitruma, mechusik kippurim like your lettuce. Is allowed to eat truma during the 33 or the 66 days. Apostle bakoidish, but cannot eat kachim yet. When will they able to eat kachim? After they go to the mikveh at the end of the 40 or the 80 days, and after they bring their carbon in the base of mikdash. That's what they call mechusik kippurim. So they're mutte bitruma, but they're possible bakoidish. Shlishi. When you have a food item that is a shlishi, shapasal betruma, that is pasal betruma, because truma stops at a shlishi. And then she asked Ravi b'koidish, that a shlishi should certainly be able to go and make a Ravi b'koidish. In other words, mechusi kippurim is mutter betruma. When it comes to koidish, we go up one step, pasal b'koidish. Shlishi she posel betumah, and then she asked Ravi b'kodesh. Zichar she go and make Ravi b'kodesh. That's the drush of Rabbi Yossi. Now says the Gemara, v'lamanu shlishi b'kodesh min ha'Torah. Shlishi that is b'kodesh. How do I know that kodeshim is tumi by shlishi? We have a posik which we're going to see in another moment. Ravi we just learned with his kal v'chomer from Chusi Kippurim, like we just finished off. Shlishi min ha'Torah d'chsev, because it says in the pasuk, "Va'bosa shiiga bechol tamei lo ye ochel." When you have kodshim, "bosa shiiga," talking about kodshim, that touches kol tamei, any type of tuma lo ye ochel, you're not allowed to go and eat. Now, what means bechol tamei? Milu yaskin and the noga b'sheni didn't. Aren't we talking about that the basa touched the sheni? We know for sure that sheni is tamei. We know that from the pasuk of when you find kolamashke sheishasim b'chol kli yitma. Clearly, it's a sheni. Why is it clearly a sheni? Because you had the sheretz touching the kli, going inside the kli. Kli becomes a rishain. Well, the sheretz itself is an av. Goes into the kli. The kli becomes a rishain. Kol mashke sheishasim b'chol kli becomes a sheni. So that's b'chol tamei. So baser now teaches touching b'chol tamei lo yochel ba'eshi sarif. It becomes tamei. Ba'osh mit the pasuk finishes up b'chol tamei lo yochel ba'eshi sarif. What's number two? Number two over here. Yeah. You have here the Torah Ores Shalem. Here the Amud Beis. Yeah. Number two. Ba'baser you have baser sheiga b'chol tamei. What does it say?
Lo ye ochel.
After that,
ba'esh yisarif.
Period. Ba'esh yisarif. So the Gemara leaves out the words ba'esh yisarif, but you have to go and burn it because it became tummy. And it became tummy because it touched a sheni. So it became a shlishi. Mi ba'eskin and the nog of a sheni. So that's how we know from the pasuk the din of shlishi ba'kodesh. Ravi mekal v'chayim can amrin. That's the kal v'chayim that we had down below from the din of mechusik kippur.
So by telling us that we have to ba'esh yisarif means that there's no way of cleansing it.
No way of cleansing it. It's totally no remedy whatsoever. Tumified. If you're going to go and tell me that he, Rabbi Yossi, learns Rabbi Kiva, why does he stop at Shlishi Betruma, Ravi Bakoidish, Nisni Nami, Ravi Betruma, Vachamisha Bakoidish? How would I learn that? Because remember, according to Rabbi Kiva, when we learned that pasuk, v'chol mashke sheishasim v'chol kli yitma, so you're saying that that's the sheni, and therefore the baser touched the sheni and became a shlishi. According to Rabbi Kiva, I can go one step further, because the pasuk says v'baser shiga b'chol tamei, anything which is tamei. Well, the Torah has been megala to us that you can even have ochlin which are shlishis. Where do I find that? From the same pasuk, from mashke shishos b'chol kli. How did the kli become tummy? From a
sheretz.
Sheretz was an av. What did the kli become?
Rishon.
A rishon. Inside of it was mashkin. What did that become?
Shiny.
Those mashkin yitma yitama can make a shlishi. Oh, by chulin it makes a shlishi. So in bazoi, now I have a shlishi by chulin. So when the pasuk says by kodshim v'abaser shiiga b'chol tamei, I should go and say that the baser touched a shlishi and now it becomes a revi. So Zakti Mara, I don't have to learn it from Kal v'chaymer. I can learn it from, according to Rebbe Akiva, I start off that chulin has a din until, not till a shiny, has din until a shlishi. So truma is going to be one step further upgraded to become to a revi. And from this kal v'chaymer, learn to a chamishi. And thus break the Gemara. The isol kadait the subak Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Yosef would hold Rebbe Akiva, nesni nami revi betruma v'chamishi b'koidish. As a simon, ela, that's a simon, therefore that Rebbe Yosef does not agree with Rebbe Akiva. So even though Rebbe Akiva holds that it goes by chulin until a shlishi, says Rabbi Yossi, I respectfully disagree. By chulin it only goes until a sheni. That's how I know Rabbi Yossi doesn't learn like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva like someone like Rabbi Yossi. How do we know Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Yossi? And Mi'at Hashem to be continued tomorrow.
Suspense.
Have a wonderful day.